Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Come on and just give God praise. No ordinary worship, no ordinary praise, not an ordinary day, and you're not an ordinary person. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I got a great word for you today. We are in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're going to read verse 1, then verses 11 through 13, and then 14 through 19. Okay, that's 1 Samuel chapter 1. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. Monday through Friday mornings when I'm live at 7 a.m. Eastern, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you get your fresh word by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, to support the ministry through donating, and to see my itinerary. I'll be in Clearwater, Florida this Saturday, and in Tampa, Florida on Sunday. All right, that's rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I. .org. But now you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get ready to read this word. This topic is going to just tear you up today. Reading from the KJV, I'm in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Let's go down to verses 11 through 13. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth me. And Jesse answered, yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, verses 14 through 19, and then we'll be finished. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite. Oh, wait a minute. Is this starting to connect with you? That is cunning and playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Last verse. Wherefore Saul sent messages unto Jesse and said, send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep. Our topic for today is when God sends in your replacement. When God sends in your replacement. You see, there are so many people today who believe that they are indispensable within the kingdom. And because we believe that we're indispensable, you believe it, I have believed it. Oh, let's just be real. You know, on Daily Fire, part of me taking you to glory and empowerment and Christ is dealing with the real issues. Because we have believed we were indispensable in the kingdom, not by our confession, not by what we've said, but by our conduct, then we have failed to understand that God will get his purpose accomplished whether you or I are obedient or not. I said God will get his purpose in the earth accomplished whether you follow him, whether you do what he says, whether I do what he says or not, because if you won't do what God has ordained you to do, if you won't speak what God has told you to speak, if I won't evangelize what God has placed in me to evangelize, God has, glory, always a ram in the bush. God always has somebody else who will do what he wants them to do if you're not willing. See, if you don't want to preach or teach what God told you to preach or teach, God will cause the rocks to cry out. God will raise up another. If you have the ability, the talent, or the anointing to sing praises, but you won't sing praises, they got to beg you to come to choir rehearsal when you voluntarily join the choir. They got to beg you to get up and sing a solo in church. Oh, sister so-and-so. Oh, brother so-and-so, come up and sing. Well, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. No, you're supposed to always be ready. Because if you don't, then don't get mad when the new person who joined the church who can also sing is now the soloist. God, glory, glory, glory. God is just like a coach. The coach is there to accomplish his purpose in the earth or at that game, which is to win that game. If you won't do what the coach told you to do, or if you are so difficult that you cannot be managed, or if you're so full of yourself that you think nobody else can do it but you, don't get mad when you find yourself on the bench. God will send in your replacement. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 that I just read unto you, in the very first verse, the Lord, he was exasperated with Saul. You see, Saul was the first king of Israel. God had been leading them, but the Israelites got to a point where they wanted to be like everyone else who was around them. They wanted a king. So, okay, God appointed and anointed Saul to be king, but Saul got so full of himself. Glory. That he started disobeying the Lord, not doing what God told him to do. You see, he forgot where he came from. He forgot who anointed him. He forgot who appointed him. You know anybody like that today? Have you even been one of those people? God takes you from the projects to the palace, takes you from the molehill to the mountain, takes you from being unknown to being an influencer, a powerful person, and then you forget where you came from. Now you can't speak to people unless they're millionaires. You don't know how to be nice to people anymore. You can't pray and intercede. You don't believe in going to church. And when you go to church, you can no longer praise them and dance like you used to because now you got to be all dignified. So, Saul forgot who he was, forgot who helped him, forgot who made him, forgot who ordained him, forgot who anointed him. Glory. And got full of himself. So the Lord said to Samuel, the prophet, in this first verse, how long are you going to sit here being depressed over the fact that Saul has not turned out to be who he was supposed to be? I know I had you anoint him as king, but look, 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 I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. That's what God said, not what Rossi said. See, when God gets ready to send in your replacement, It's because even God has grown weary of your drama. He's grown weary of your mess. He's grown weary of your rebelliousness. Weary of you straddling the fence. You won't even be hot or cold. You won't serve God or not serve God. God would rather that you just serve him or not, rather than you straddling the fence, you're lukewarm, you know, you're hypocritical, you're two or three or four or five or six faced. Nobody knows who you are because you don't even have a core of you in God anymore. God said, look, I rejected him, Samuel. I've already determined who his replacement will be. I need you to go to Bethlehem because I have already appointed the next king, his successor, among the sons of Jesse. So then when we got later down in those verses 11 through 13, Samuel went to Jesse and said, look, I need you to cause all your sons to pass before me. And Jesse sent every son up there but the youngest, David. But you know what was interesting? Well, after he sent them all, Samuel, he queried him. He said, wait a minute. I know God sent me here to anoint one of your sons as king, but you're saying that all of your sons have passed before me, and God is not a man that he should lie, so something is wrong. Jesse, are you sure you have brought all of your sons before me? And Jesse replied, look, I got one over there. You really didn't even want to see him. That's the youngest. He's over there tending the sheep. See, when God gets ready to send in your replacement, he's already appointed or found someone who is faithful. Where was David? David was tending the sheep. David was a shepherd. David was staying in his lane. And what is so powerful or interesting about this is when I got you down to verses 14 through 19, where Saul needed someone to play the harp or to play some music to calm his salvaged soul. And then his people said, look, I know David. Wow. Isn't that interesting? God had already appointed David. And here Saul was bringing in his own replacement. See, this is what happens. When God replaces you, he will even have it to where your replacement comes into the midst, not to backstab you, not to backbite, not because they're a hater, but because God has already rejected you. He's already set it up for the successor to come, so he will place the successor in the midst for the successor to be trained. And here David was playing the harp, Jesus, because it said in verse 14 that God departed from Saul and an evil spirit took over. But what I love is when they sent to bring David, where was David? Even in those verses, where was he? It said he was tending the sheep. See, God is going to have a shepherd. God is going to have a person in place who is going to take care of his people. Whether you're in the office of a pastor, a teacher, a prophet, whether you're an evangelist, whatever it is, God is going to have someone to tend to the sheep. And it won't always just be that you're in a position of authority in the church. You tend to a sheep in mission. You tend to a sheep in singing. You tend to a sheep as you usher, because you're the first person that someone sees when they walk into the house of God. And your demeanor, your attitude can either help that person or destroy that person's whole day. You tend to God's people in the way you love on people, the way you witness, the way you pray. You tend to the sheep in the way that you support the ministries, the way that you give to charities. You tend to a sheep by being a light. Glory. Brothers and sisters, we got to go into prayer. But I admonish you today to not lose out on what God has for you by being rebellious and so disobedient that even God has to reject use of you for the kingdom, and God has to bench you or terminate your contract and send in your replacement. It is a terrible thing to be so powerful, to be so anointed, that God could change the world through you. But you so full of yourself, you so rebellious, you got such a smart mouth, such a smart attitude, you're so narcissistic that God has to send in your replacement. Repent today. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's repent today. We've all been slack. We've all been slothful in doing what God has told us to do, taking his anointing for granted, taking his privilege for granted, taking his blessings and his appointment for granted. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we give you the praise. Lord, we just come today with a repentant heart, a repentant spirit. For our disobedience, for our rebelliousness, for not doing what you told us to do, for being difficult to work with, difficult to train, difficult to place in leadership. Father, we have not given, we have not tithed, we have not dedicated ourselves to you the way that we should. Father, we're in and out of the kingdom. This morning we're saved. Tonight we're going to backslide. Monday through Thursday we're saved. Friday night we just got to get our club and backslide. Sliding on. Lord, we are sorry. Glory. You've anointed us. You've given us talents. You've given us gifting to be used for the kingdom, to save souls and to bring people to Christ. And because we've been procrastinating, because of our fear, because of our insecurity, because of our past, because we've been listening to what everyone else had to say but you, you've grown tired and you've rejected us. Oh, Lord, we say we're sorry. Glory. Oh, Lord, we repent and we ask forgiveness. And we say, use us, Lord. Hallelujah. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use us, God, for your glory. What you say we will do, where you send us, we will go. Father, use us for your glory. Don't send in a replacement. We will tend to the sheep. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen, and we're going to do the altar call, and I'll end with your task. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, who have not done what God has been telling you to do, you've been slack, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Lord, I confess that I'm sorry, God, for not doing what you told me, for taking your anointing for granted, for taking your appointment for granted, for taking your gifts for granted, for taking your talents for granted, for not being where you told me to be. And Lord, I repent, and I say, use me, Lord. I come before you to be used for your glory today. I want to be used for your glory, Jesus. In your name, Lord, amen. Come on and just worship him wherever you are. Worship him as I give you this final announcement, and then I will end with your task. Worship him, because God wants to use you no matter who you are, where you've been, and what you've done. God has a purpose for you. Hallelujah. My new book, 2020 Vision, is a powerful book, and it will help you become who you're supposed to be in 2020 and beyond, no matter who you've been. Make sure you order, because this is the last week of the early release price, which includes an autographed copy. I've extended it because people have asked, but this is the last week because we have to release it for the regular price online on Amazon and other places. So make sure you go to rossi.org and order today. This is the last week to get it for $23.99, which includes the shipping and handling and tax and my autograph in the book. This is the last week, okay? So go to rossi.org, rawsi.org, and I can tell you I didn't just write it, I've lived it. From coming from a small town to going to the military, glory, to then receiving a military scholarship to go to Tuskegee University, get my bachelor's of science in nursing, to opening, going to management and nursing in my 20s and executive leadership, managing nurses who were old, been a nurse longer than I'd even been alive, to later obtaining my law degree after my brother was found guilty of a crime and sentenced to prison, going to law school, becoming an attorney, to now having been featured on ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, and USA Today for the work I've done. And you can see all of those different things on my website. There's a link to my law office site as well. I didn't just write this book. I've lived it. Living the best life because God, what he's done for me. And I want to share with you how I got there, including the failures, because it wasn't always a bed of roses. I failed a lot along the way. So make sure you go to rossi.org today and order 2020 Vision. All right, our topic for today is when God replaces you. Your task for today is to do what God told you so he doesn't have to call up for a David and put you on the bench. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. with another fresh word on Daily Fire. Go to rossi.org and follow by texting TS to 33.
It's been a long